Alright, we're doing the play along to Black Magic Woman. We'll get to the mambo bit in a minute. I actually made that mambo bit. For some reason, all the backing tracks, I had five different backing tracks of this that I found or bought a long time ago. I bought this big collection of backing tracks. Three of them were the same, so it was really just like three different backing tracks. None of them had the mambo bit at the end. So I created that. It's my favorite bit at the end. But anyway, let's go back to the beginning. One thing I said before I started recording was about the D5. Like, when you first hear the band come in, this part, there's no third being played by the accompaniment. And if there's any guitar, which I don't even think there is rhythm guitar, I didn't want you to play, because I just wanted the lead instrument to have that minor third, because then it gives really some bite. But if you stayed away from that, or maybe even a D sus2, which is like X, you know, 5 7 7 5 5, which is a chord, you know, but even that's might be a little too definitive. Sometimes it's nice not to define chords with their thirds, you know. But it, so anyway, then the next bit is like the rhythm of this. Like, how do you, like, what kind of rhythm is, I would just do swells, like I'm not being prescriptive here, I'm just want to give you some suggestions. What if you played it like that, like, da-ga-da, and just let the chord ring. Yeah, I mean, just try it for a second. I can't count you in, because it'll just start, but here we go. You know. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you. the mambo. Works fine, but you can hear in the piano just a little more movement than just that, right? So an easy thing you could do is D7 sus to D7, so like, or you could even do D7 sus to D7 to D7 sus 2, which you just take pinky off, yeah, and then put it back on. Might sound like this, like, you're putting pinky somewhere else when you take it off. Are you just taking it off and it just looks like that, or you just take it off? Are you putting it back down somewhere, or are you just taking it? Yeah, just leave it off. Big bar chord. Just leave finger three down. It doesn't have to move. It's common to both. If you can, then you pivot. Like you're leaving finger three, but you're either barring three notes, barring three strings, or just playing one string. But it doesn't have to come off. If you can, see how that feels as you play this. Let's go back to the mambo bit. These days. It's tough with the, I noticed you're also doing like a lot of downstrokes. Hand's gonna get way tired. What about doing down and up? I don't know. Create some kind of syncopated. I'm string 4, and then fingers 2 and 3 on strings 3 and 2, respectively. Might also, here's another trick. A minor 7 is, yeah, you could play it like 5-7, 5-5-5-5, right? But what if you only played the middle four strings, like XX-5-5-5-X? Now we know that's a C chord, that's a C triad. But it also acts like an A minor 7 triad when the bass is playing A, right? So you could go, like just D to C triads back and forth. It'll fit, you know? Try that a little bit. I just can't help it. I love Latin. I love Latin music. And I'm just getting into, I'm into it so much. I'm surprised I haven't inflicted more of that on my students. But here's some mambo. At least the one I wrote is A minor and E minor. So this was to keep the bass line going, because the bass line is like, so I was, although maybe not, the rhythm's not written right. It would be like, literally the rhythm is written. That's a little much, you know, and you wouldn't play it like that in real life, but it gives you the impression, like if you syncopate a little, if you use triad, that might be a little hard. Although, sound cool when you can get it, but that might be too much work.
I like this one the best.
Yeah. That's the tequila one. Like, so you have to be careful with that one. But anyway, very good. Very good. Should we let you play the mambo a little bit more? And then we'll take it out, we'll finish, and we'll do something else.
Sure.
So here's the mambo. Thank you. And then I really wanted to include the like, but I couldn't figure out how to make all that. It would take hours to construct.
So you did
all
that on
Band in a Box. But it still, even though it was automated, it still took some work, like how to program it and stuff. So I even have the keyboard part from Rebecca Malion, who's amazing. So cool, that was fun.